The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
This is the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, your chartered financial consultant, president, in fact, of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Wherever you are in the greater Richmond area today, thank you so much for being with us. This is Ron Stutz along with Isaac Wright. And Isaac, it's great to be back with you, especially this time of the new year.
Well, we all have our set resolutions. Looking forward to hopefully a better year than what we had in 2020. I still think we're going to have a lot in front of us that may not necessarily work out to be favorable here in the near term when it comes to just our social life especially. But yeah, I think for 2021, Ron, we are in a position that everybody wants to see more positivity. They want to see more momentum being built to getting maybe back to where life that we've taken for granted can get back to.
2021 is going to be a lot better because basically it has to be. But
exactly. That's what I was going to say. I don't even want to ask where can we go, but I'm hoping that we all need to be able to keep a little bit of sense of hope for a better ahead.
Yeah, my goodness. 2021 is shaping up to be a good year, I think, in so many ways, because it's such an improvement over the old one here. But got a quote of the week here for you, and this is from Ben Franklin, who is very quotable. And Ben Franklin says, an investment in knowledge pays the best dividends. Do you agree with that?
Well, I feel like right now, and of course, this is where a lot of people top of mind start thinking about their not just resolutions, but the reevaluation of things that they want to improve on. So, Ron, I think today, for all of you listening today, and I think this is great, is I want to have a very straightforward conversation about reevaluating whether or not you have the right advisor that's helping you with your affairs. Or number two is what to consider if you don't have an advisor but are thinking about hiring somebody or having a relationship, because really what it comes down to is having a relationship with somebody that you trust, somebody that's going to be forward with you, and somebody that's going to be there for you in the long run. So, yes, Ron, I think that's a great segue into some of the things that we just covered here right before we got on air about things that advisors should be doing for their clients and also for you as a listener today, things that should be a litmus test for hiring or maintaining a relationship with your financial advisor.
As a matter of fact, let's just call this whole conversation, is your advisor doing this? You know, we see a lot of people who aren't getting the kind of advice and service from their financial advisor that they should be. And in a lot of cases, the advisor is only managing the investments, but not providing guidance in other areas. And it's so important to get into those areas and look at the big picture the way Isaac Wright does. All right, let's talk about some of the things that your advisor ought to be doing. And number one on my list here is reviewing tax returns. That is something that is very important that a lot of advisors don't even touch on that.
Well, I think people need to understand this is it's okay. And in fact, here at our firm, we recommend that when it comes down to the finalizing of a strategy involving taxes, that we coordinate that with a tax accountant, CPA, someone that can be able to facilitate. However, the tax planning side of the fence can be done in a lot of respects by an educated advisor that understands taxes. So here at our firm, we actually have, if you haven't visited our podcast site, which is rightmoneytips.com, we actually have a four-part series running right now on taxes and tax prep versus tax planning. But with that being said, you need to have somebody, maybe they're not looking necessarily over every document that you have from your tax return in previous years, but they're at least understanding what your 1040 says, or they're understanding Whether or not you can make contributions into your retirement accounts, if you have multiple different type of income streams coming in from everything from real estate to investment income to W-2s and so forth, if they're not well versed on that, then what happens is 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be able to facilitate a plan that's going to give you a tax benefit. And sometimes this has been out there in the news quite often over the last several years. Proper tax planning has the potential to increase your investment returns by 1 to as much as 3% annually. And so that's a big deal. You talk about like a $1 million portfolio, that's $10,000 to $30,000 a year. Now, I'm not saying you would receive that every year, but I think if you're not talking about taxes, Ron, then what happens is this: Uncle Sam and the IRS, if you don't do any tax planning, I think the IRS ultimately wins in the long run. So whether it's 1 year, several years, but I think from a relationship standpoint, an advisor needs to be able to talk to you intelligently about taxes every year. And I think that's only going to get more important as taxes are most likely going to go up in the future.
Again, folks, very important for you to be listening today, because these are things that you need to be concerned about. And here we are at the beginning of a new year, and your advisor ought to be doing these things. Now, number two on my list here is an essential, absolutely, evaluating the fees and costs in your investments. And Isaac Wright certainly can take care of that.
Well, again, this is something that I think everybody is aware of by now, that there are certain investment fees, charges. The thing about it is this, is from an investment management standpoint, and again, most people that hire an advisor typically are leading with the fact that, hey, listen, what can you do to help me manage my portfolio or offer advice on the balancing act of what asset classes to own and so forth. But with that being said, what I find is this, it's still, I would say, 50-50 at best that many people that have an advisor can't really clearly communicate the fee structure of what they're paying when it comes to the management of their investments. And again, just not investments, but maybe the relationship overall. But evaluating the fees and costs in your investments, of course, fees matter. And I think also, too, there's been obviously a consensus that people need to focus on lowering and lowering and lowering fees, especially when it comes to investments. That's why Vanguard has been such a forerunner when it comes to having money in investments, but a lot of mutual funds now have really compressed their fees. The main thing is this, it may not necessarily always make sense just to own the cheapest mutual fund. You know, you may want to have an active managed approach to some of your money, because even though historically we've had passive investments typically do better than active, doesn't necessarily mean that's always going to be the case going forward, especially in a very low interest rate environment that we're in today. And the fact that you may want to include other asset classes other than just stocks and bonds in your portfolio, which may require some active management. But overall, I think there's two main points that I would like to bring up, and I've said this before on the show. Number one is an advisor needs to be able to clearly communicate the fee structure of not just their fees, but maybe the underlying costs of the investments. And what are they, and this is number two, what are they providing you in terms of value for the fees that you pay? So again, whether or not they're just managing investments or they're offering you a comprehensive plan, what does that look like and what is the expectation along with this general relationship, whether it's communication, phone calls, emails, and so forth? So I think we have a really good system here at our firm. We've had, you know, obviously we've been able to grow, but I think it's more important whether or not you have me or somebody else as a advisor or considering that, they should be able to not have any type of stress on covering that with you. So again, if you have any questions related to any of this, feel free to give me a call, 804-777-9999. I will not put you on air. This is just a quick call. You can leave me a message. I will be happy to reach back out to you, talk to you within the next day or two, whenever's convenient for you. This is the time of year where we typically take calls where people, again, are just starting to reevaluate and consider whether or not they have the right relationship with an advisor or contemplating that. So, Ron, I think that is probably the two main things that I find when it comes to the fee discussion. Just to reiterate one more time, what are your fees? Can you clearly communicate that? And then number two is, what is the expected value that I should receive for the fees that I'm paying? In other words, what does the relationship look like? If you do not have answers to either or both of those, for that matter, it may be a situation you want to start looking around and get a, let's call it a plan B or an option C with maybe having somebody that can do that with you in a very straightforward way.
A lot of good things to talk about here, and let's take a quick break and talk about some other things you should be concerned with when it comes to your advisor and the kinds of things that your advisor should be doing. Again, the number to call to get in touch with Isaac Wright is 804-777-9999. We'll be right back with more on the Retire Right Show.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.
Did you know there's a completely unique bi-weekly podcast called Right Money Tips? We cover topics like the types of risk you face in retirement and how to keep a good attitude and healthy mindset during your retirement years. New episodes posted on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. Subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app or go to rightmoneytips.com to listen to the archive. That's right with a W in front, moneytips.com, to hear the Right Money Tips podcast.
Life is a series of choices. Every day we make thousands of seemingly small decisions that have larger implications on our future. When it comes to your retirement, make the right choice. Come in for a visit with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics and Associates. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. Make sure you're making smart choices. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999.
Is your current advisor treating your retirement like a game? Don't let someone play with your money. Listen to Isaac here on the Retire Right Show. We're back now with more of the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright. And the number to call, as always, for Isaac Wright at Financial Dynamics and Associates is 804-777-9999. That is 804-777-9999. Isaac has relaunched his podcast, and you can get that by going to rightmoneytips.com. That is W-R-I-G-H-T, moneytips.com. And also, there is a great report on taxes as it relates to the election that we just had. And, you know, so many uncertainties out there. You can get the answers to some of your questions there. That is rightmoneytips.com. Well, Isaac, we were talking about your advisor and what your advisor ought to be doing, and we talked about reviewing tax returns, evaluating mm-hmm. the fees and costs and your investments, and the next one on the list here is discussing and planning retirement income, which is another thing that is absolutely essential.
It is, and you know, sometimes it quite honestly just gets overlooked. So people get so focused on their investments, their performance, are their returns meeting a certain criteria, which again, I'm not saying is not important. But I think in the aspect of that, the bigger picture is how does that affect your lifestyle? In other words, what are you trying to chase with returns if in the midst of that chase you lose too much money and therefore your lifestyle has to take a completely different approach, especially as you near retirement? So most of the plans that we create here, the investment planning is a portion of the plan, but the overall comprehensive plan is to make sure that when it comes to you or you and your spouse, that you're able to transition from work into that next phase of life in a way that makes sense. And that sometimes is not something that an advisor does or an investment manager does. So you know, when you talk to your 401k, this is a great thing to say. If you talk to your 401k rep or somebody that comes to your work plan to offer you investment decisions once a year, letting you know, hey, based on the fact that you're conservative, moderate, or aggressive, this is your portfolio mix. There's nothing wrong with that, but just make sure you understand that that is not financial planning. That is a scenario where you're getting a piece of the pie, but the pie itself still needs to be cooked. And basically, that means you have to have an understanding of how to be able to use that money to be able to withdraw, to take, to do. Again, this gets back to living your best lifestyle. We don't want people to be the poorest or the richest person in the cemetery. We just want you to be, when the time comes, somebody that can look back and say, hey, I've done a pretty nice job of enjoying my life. And I don't know if you can put a price tag on that, but I think that's really the key. If you are already accumulating money in your retirement accounts, you want to be able to understand how that's going to tie in with your Social Security, or if you have a pension, or if you're fortunate to have other income streams. We're here to help you with that. As I said before we went on break, we can tie that into some planning around taxes for you to have a basic understanding of whether or not you're pulling money from the right investments as well. So, Ron, I think discussing and planning for your retirement and the income that you're going to need, if that's not being accomplished, then you may want to consider going out, interviewing, having a discussion with another advisor, or if you have no advisor, this is a great place to start. So again, if you have any questions, anything you have on your mind, feel free to call me, 804-777-9999. As Ron said, you can also go to rightmoneytips.com. You can schedule a few minutes on my calendar. You can download our election tax report. The main thing is this, is that you have somebody that you feel like is going to be able to have your back when it comes to some of those points, especially when it transitions into retirement.
You know, we have talked before about how your all your investment dollars, each one should have a specific job, and a job of the advisor is clarifying the target and goal for each of your invested dollars. That's very important.
Well, I think people get confused because based on the way that maybe they're told how to invest their IRAs or 401ks, sometimes what occurs is this. They're told through, again, let me just use this as an example. This is not a knock on somebody that's given advice through a 401k plan, but let's say they talk to you once a year. They determine that you have 15 years left, 10 years left of retirement. You can be moderate aggressive. I don't really understand how they can come to that conclusion if they don't know your other sources of income or what your expectations are. But let's say they go through that process. Well, in addition to your 401k or your IRA, you may have a taxable brokerage account. You may have a large amount of money sitting in cash in a savings or money market account. And next thing you know, you have multiple places that have multiple different amounts sitting in, you know, everything from cash to stocks. There's not a defined way to determine what is your expectation around that and how to rebalance that. So what I look at is this is, you know, if you plan on retiring in a certain number of years, if you plan on having X amount of dollars of discretionary income, and you may need some of this money to be able to live month to month, let's call it, for your fixed sources of money. And a lot of people don't have a pension. All they have is a Social Security check. So that's why I say you have to clarify the target of not just one account, but your overall investment account and each invested dollar. And related to that, then you, I think you basically have a better plan. You feel better in terms of your confidence level, whether or not you're making a decision that's going to take you further away or closer to your goals. So again, feel free if you want to talk to me at any time, 804-777-9999. These are all things that I'm not saying has to be done in one meeting. But if you've had an advisor for years, or you've done this on your own for years, and you're like, man, this is a lot. I don't necessarily know if I want to continue to do all this every year. This is a great opportunity to say, hey, we're in 2021. Everybody wants this to be a better year. You need to consider the relationship that you have with an advisor, or if you don't have one, these are the areas that I would say would be great starting points for conversations. Again, 804-777-9999.
You're listening to the Retire Right Show with the one and only Isaac Wright. And Isaac, one more thing on my list here of what an advisor ought to be doing. And this is something that is more important to some folks than it is to others. Reviewing family goals and legacy plans. How important is a legacy to you? And I know that you talk with people with varying opinions on this.
Well, I work with a lot of different accountants and attorneys. You know, I've worked with a lot of people here in the community. And when it comes to people that have an advisor relationship for greater than a year or two, it's still amazing to me sometimes when people walk in or have a conversation with myself or anybody on our team that they've never discussed with them whether or not they've had a will, a power of attorney, or any other type of legal document, not just reviewed, but do you even have one? And for example, you know, in today's world, you know, again, I know we've had COVID and we've had all kinds of crazy things, but if you have a life-changing event and you can't complete things the way you felt like you could complete them before and you're not at the mental threshold to do it, you may need to have somebody to have your back to be able to take care of your financial decisions and quite a few other decisions. That's where a power of attorney may be very beneficial. Sometimes people don't even have that. Sometimes people have a will and don't have a power of attorney. You know, it's equally as important for you to take care of yourself while you're alive than when you pass away. And also when it comes to your loved ones, sometimes people have changes in their family dynamic. So when I say review family goals and review legacy plans, I'm not saying to start there, but I'm not. But let me just say that I think it's important that you have that conversation. Maybe every couple, 2 or 3 years. At a bare minimum, if it's all about buying the next stock or mutual fund, is that really a high-value proposition? So if you have somebody not necessarily that, I'm not saying they're good or bad people, I mean, please understand this, but it's about what you want. What should be your expectations in working with a professional? So, you know, the laundry list of work that we've put in here at our firm covers really everything that we've covered today, when it comes to everything from taxes to estate planning to the overall maintaining of your lifestyle. And overall, Ron, I'm glad we talked about this coming out of the gate in 2021. Many people today, even though I've met with many folks here in the community, it's still amazing to me some of the stuff that I find where I'm not saying I know it all. I'm not saying I'm the best fit for everybody. But there's a core client that we serve here that appreciates the fact that they have a long-term relationship with our team. And I say team in the fact that we've built a great team here. When we built our new office, we made a big commitment here in the community to do that. And we're here to help you on a lot of the fronts that we've covered today. So again, without being repetitive, please call our office, 777-9999. You can also visit rightmoneytips.com if you want to listen to some of my podcast. You can even visit Financial and Estate Planning to our site, but either one will link you back to our home site. So just know that there's plenty of ways to learn more about our firm. There's plenty of ways that if you say, listen, Isaac, I've listened to you for years, it'd be nice to have a quick conversation with you. I'm here to do that as well. You can sign up. You can call here, however you see fit. But Ron, great conversation coming out again in 2021, trying to help people when it comes to just take advantage of what kind of relationships are out there today and evaluate whether or not if you have the right one when it comes to a financial advisor.
Well, we all have our fingers crossed that 2021 is going to be a much better year, and we can help make it that way by taking care of some things here at the beginning of the year and evaluating where you are and how you are going to get where you want to go. The Retire Right Show can help you do that. We appreciate your listening. Isaac Wright, one more time, can be reached at 804-777-9999. Financial Dynamics and Associates, 804-777-9999. This is Ron Stutz along with Isaac Wright. Isaac, it's been great being with you today.
Absolutely, Ron. We'll talk soon.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.